How do you develop critical thinking skills? Or are they even necessary? In this episode of the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi tells everyone how difficult it is to develop critical thinking skills and the traits necessary to have good critical thinking skills. Instead of critical thinking, Dr. Jacob recommends that maybe there's something else you can do that's much more effective.
Welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, episode 67.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Solanas, and I'm joined by our special guest, Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi. Hello, hello. All right. So today, we're going to talk about how to develop critical thinking skills. So let's just ask the question straight out. How do you develop better critical thinking skills?
Okay. Now, my initial response to this, Chuck, is you're not able to. You're built in with a certain ability to critical think on things and whatnot. But you might be able to help my question a little bit more by defining what is critical thinking skills.
I would think critical thinking skills are being able to solve problems, being able to understand ways of really getting around obstacles without having to take a lot of effort.
Okay. So maybe we should begin with what really allows someone to be able to solve problems, what allows someone to be able to have that creativity, that ability to see what's going on and know how to get around it or to resolve the issue, whatever it might be. I think a couple skills are required for critical thinking. And I think they're a combination, meaning you need all of them to really successfully critical think. The first is you have to know cause and effect. So you, for example, when I release it, everyone knows it's going to go down. We know the cause of that is due to law of gravity. We know what's bringing it down. We know why it's going down.
This is the water bottle in your hands, correct?
This is it. It could be anything in my hand, though. We know the law of gravity is what causes things to go down. We know that they will always go down. So if we didn't want it to go down, then we know we have to actually change what's going on. Like we have to put on a desk. and if it's on a desk, it's not going to go down. Understanding the natural laws, understanding cause and effect on what's causing things, that is needed for critical thinking, I believe. If you don't know that this is going to fall always because of law of gravity, it's going to be very hard for you to figure out, well, what do I change so that this doesn't fall? Or even what's going to happen, right? In order to critical think, you have to be able to see into the future a little bit. You have to kind of see if we do this, this is what's going to happen. If we do this, this could happen.
And to be clear, you don't need to have this ability in all areas of life. Maybe you could have really good critical thinking skills for coding or for homework or for like certain subjects, but you may not have it in other areas.
That is true. However, the more general understanding a person has of the overall natural laws that govern life, the more that they will be able to critical think in multiple areas. And I believe that's why you find some CEOs, some people in life that they can go into an area that they've never been in before. And their critical thinking skills in that era is even better than those who've been in the area for a long time. Because they've gotten a feel of the overall natural laws that apply to any area of life. Now, that's only one thing you need, though. Because of life, not only do you have to understand like causing effect, why things are happening, a general idea of it in an area of life or overall in life. The second thing that's true to life is that you're always going to be dealing with people. So you also have to have an understanding of what other people are thinking. So not only do you need to kind of have a general understanding of the natural laws of human beings, natural laws of everything in life, cause and effect, what's going on, but you have to kind of have a feel for what's going on in people's mind. Because any solution, anything that you're trying to think of critically to get to result is going to deal with people. And you're going to have to know how they're going to react. And everyone is a little bit different, and people look at things differently. So you can't be totally oblivious to how other people look at things and how other people are going to react to different solutions, different things that you might do. And so I believe that's the second thing is you need to understand people. The third is more of dealing with internally yourself, is I believe you have to have a level of persistence. Maybe you can call it courage. Maybe you can call it confidence. Because you're never going to know everything. The reason you have to critical think is because you don't understand everything. If you did, you wouldn't have to critical think. You know exactly what the solution is. It wouldn't be any effort for you. But if you're putting effort into it, it means you really don't know what's going on. And so you're trying to find potential solutions to it. So you're going to be wrong sometimes. And say you're good enough, you understand enough laws, you understand enough people that you come down to maybe two or three solutions. You got to be willing to be wrong. So you take the best solution and you try it. If it doesn't work, you got to have that persistence and confidence that, okay, let's go for it. The next one then, and the ability to keep moving even though you might have a setback or what you thought was wrong, to keep getting back up and trying new things, and knowing that if you keep doing it, you'll get better at it. I think that's something that has to be ingrained in a person. And that's why a lot of entrepreneurs, they're good critical thinkers, because they know they don't know everything. They've tried things before. They've been wrong before, but they keep trying it. And they keep trying to change things and adjust things and whatnot. And it allows them to be able to develop their ability to find good solutions eventually. I think those are maybe the three things that it takes. Now, how do you develop that? Whoa, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that you can improve your ability to critical think, but only to a certain level. So if you try to increase or improve any of the three areas, I think you'll get better. But how much you can improve those areas, that's really tough. I think the majority of people, it's too tough. It's not that it's not possible. It's just to have that desire. I think most people don't have the desire to improve it that much. Because you're looking at, you have to put in a lot of effort into wanting to do it. And it's going to take a lot of time. So for example, understanding people. The only way to understand people better is to deal with people more. right? Some people are naturally gifted at it. That's why I think you kind of have to be born with it. But if you're not naturally gifted at it, you're going to have to work at it. I don't know how much you can improve, maybe not a lot. But in order to improve a little bit, you're going to have to go out. You're going to have to continually try to help people, continually try and talk to people, continually try to gain experience in what people are thinking, how they're thinking, how they react to things. And that takes a long time. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of discipline. Same thing with natural laws, right? If you don't want to understand all of life, which is very overwhelming and tough, and you want to learn the natural laws in a specific area, maybe like programming or maybe like supply chain, it takes a lot of effort to become an expert at something. And that's what it takes to become a critical thinker in it. So if you're willing to put in the time, you can discipline yourself, you have the capability to focus and to really try to improve in a certain area or in understanding people. I think you can definitely improve your critical thinking skill, but it's tough.
Yeah, it sounds tough. I know from personal experience that when I've tried to expend a lot of effort to understand what other people are thinking or learning a new skill, for example, it takes a lot of effort up front. And a lot of people aren't willing to become a beginner again and to start all over.
Now, I do have a solution for you, though. There's good news to all of this. I don't want to be a total downer, even though I think, honestly, it is the case. It's very hard to improve your critical thinking skill. But there's a solution. And the solution is, why do you need critical thinking?
Everyone's got problems, right?
But why do you have to be the one to solve them?
So you're saying that I gotta hire a bunch of people. That sounds more expensive, right?
Not saying you have to hire them, but what I am saying is, hey, maybe you find other people who can help you for free.
Like this friends. This is the
age of free sharing of information, where you can find anything on Google. There's so many people willing to help, support other people. We live in a good time of life where a lot of information is free. A lot of people are willing to help for free. And so it's a new way of looking at it. Why do you need to be good at critical thinking? You don't. In fact, in reality, people who like to critical think, people who are like, I want to think about it, I want to go into the unknown, usually they're very high-risk people. Now, do we need them? Yes, because they're sometimes the ones who make incredible leaps in technology, whatever it might be. But they live a very high-risk life. You know, it has the benefits, it has its downfalls. And downfalls, when you're trying to go into the unknown, you're at risk because the unknown brings the risk. But you don't need to be that way. You could maybe live a life where whatever you know how to do, you don't have to think about, you do it. And when critical thinking is necessary because you don't know what to do, instead of trying to develop your critical thinking skills, develop your ability to find other people who already know what you're doing and can tell you what to do.
I would call that critical thinking too, but you're saying they're two different things.
Yes, because one involves thinking, which you know I don't like.
Right.
And the other involves just finding someone who already knows what to do, so no thinking involved.
All right. Well, thank you for that fruitful discussion, Dr. Jacob. I appreciate the time. Thank you, listeners, for listening and viewers for watching. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.